On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
It is that.
It is
early mornings.
So crisp in the mornings.
I'm tasting fall. About 5:30 in the morning. I'm tasting it. I feel it. I smell it.
Oh, the sky was black at 4 o'clock this morning, looking north towards Vulture Peak, and then you just see a billion stars out there. It was so nice, and yes, fall's coming, and as you mentioned, that brings football.
Yeah, baby.
Dave called in. He does not want to go on air, but lives in a condo, so he says he really doesn't care about the home improvement stuff.
Okay.
But he tunes in because he loves the first hour, the 7 o'clock hour, Arizona People, Places, and Things, and wanted us to know that there was football last night. You were talking about high school football?
Okay.
Centennial of Peoria.
Yes.
He would like everyone to know, laid a big 49-0 whooping on Desert Edge.
Now that's a way to start a season.
For one school.
He was a volunteer high school, volunteer freshman coach there for 5 years.
Oh.
Oh, freshman coach.
Yeah.
We would love to hear more from our 7 a.m. callers, whatever you've got going on in Arizona. We'd love to know about it as well. We talk about it because we want you to get excited about getting out and enjoying where we live and what we have here. So we'd love to hear your story, too.
We've just shared last segment a story about taking our daughter to college. If you've got a favorite story of taking one of your kids to school, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
We were down here this week, of course, talking to Scott Sutherland about the show and stuff, and we were talking about taking kids to college, and he just took their first child to their second year.
Right.
And he was talking about the difference between dropping off a child first year and second year, and he thought it was because it was their first child. But I said, no, even with our last child, it was the same feeling that first year, you know, you're leaving, you're all teary-eyed. They're standing kind of pathetically waving goodbye.
On the doorsteps of the dorm.
And you get around the corner.
As the sun sets in the west.
And you get around the corner and you both cry. And the second year, like, hey, kid, have a good time.
Later. Catch you at Thanksgiving.
We're not going to have time to come to a complete stop at the curb. So
oh, trips to college, that's for sure. Woo, man. Well, we learned a lot about that trip, but we learned a lot about how spectacular the Southwest really is. So, man, it really was the Southwest wowza tour ever.
You know what you didn't mention that we did? We've been to Colorado how many times? Lots of times.
A lot.
And through Colorado Springs, because your sister lives up that way. We have never stopped until this time at Garden of the Gods. Now, that was bumper to bumper, but it was really cool.
Post that picture of you.
It's on.
That's got to get on Facebook. I'm glad you brought this up,
Jennifer. That takes a little humility. Well, we got there.
I'm glad you brought this
up. And it was raining. And all
of a sudden, it wasn't raining.
Well, and then this lightning started to come, and there were still people getting out of their cars and going down the trail. I said, Rosie, what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, that thing opened up, and people were running back to their cars.
It was falling out of the sky.
Oh, how many hits did you see on your radar?
I do the Weather Channel app on my phone, and I was tracking it. It tells you how many lightning strikes within a particular area. And there were 9 0 miles from your location.
So we huddled in the car, and that's my great picture, huddled in the car from the lightning. But
she climbs in over the back, over the top of the ice chest and the clothes and the
suitcases. And there was one poor family of like 7 locked out of their car. We had no room to put them in. But we waited 10 minutes. The parking lot cleared out. The sun came out, and we had the entire park to ourselves. It was just a magic
day. Garden of the Gods to ourselves. It was.
Oh, beautiful.
That was a spectacular little park. So you're right. That was one I missed. But I'm going back to Moab.
Oh,
and I'm going back with.
Can I come with you?
Yes.
But yeah. I don't have to jump out of a plane.
No, not if you don't want to. But I'm going back with time on my hands, I tell you. Mm-hmm. And Monument Valley as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going through Monument Valley, you were telling me of a friend of yours that actually rented a guide and horseback rode.
I think you have
Monument
to go
Valley.
By guide. Yeah.
You do. Mm-hmm. You do. That would be something I would definitely put on my bucket list.
You would feel like an ant. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Well, I would feel like John Wayne.
Oh. Okay, I'll be the ant. You'd be John Wayne.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to round up Dr. Sky here in just a couple minutes. He's actually in Corridor Central for this total eclipse. We're going to be talking about that spectacular event if the bandwidth on the cell tower in Rexburg, Idaho, is capable of carrying all the chatter that's going on. Hopefully we're catching him early enough in the morning that we can bring him into the conversation.
Well, all the news is saying that every little town along that swath where it's expected to be full eclipse is just jammed. People,
they don't
have facilities, they don't have food, they don't have bathrooms enough for all the people showing
up. Google population of Casper, Wyoming. Just the town of Casper, Wyoming is expecting 50,000 visitors. I don't think Casper is 50,000. So, interesting. I told Dr. Sky, I said, you know, if you go, bring your own bathroom.
So
take
did
the toy hauler.
Oh, man. Do something.
Casper, 59,000.
59. And they're expecting 50,000.
So double.
So they're going to double in size.
Which is, I don't know that there's anything else they do where they that would happen. I mean, some little towns are built for that.
I think Sturgis does more than that at the Harley-Davidson annual ride.
There'll be rodeos up there too, right?
Yeah, I don't think any rodeo brings 50,000 people to Casper. Woo, man. So the total eclipse, I have to tell you that it will be a spectacular event, but don't get too worried about it if you miss it, because another one's coming just in 7 years. And this one is basically going from Portland, Oregon to Columbia, South Carolina.
Monday.
Right. The one coming in 7 years is going from Laredo, Texas to Bangor, Maine. So if you lay the two paths out, you're basically doing a big crisscross across the North American continent. And wouldn't it be interesting to be at that one spot where the X meets in the middle? And that looks like it's pretty darn close to St. Louis.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.